You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. It is time for Lightning Bets, our favorite time of the day. Last night, I think most of us, or at least a couple of us, were on the Nets, plus the two last night. That game turned into a rout. But
crazy.
What's going on with Io? I mean, we take the prop for the over.
Bad.
Doesn't do anything. Come on, Jake.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching to see Io hit some shots. Nothing.
Terrible. Terrible. Defend your boy.
Nothing. That's a big win last night.
Nothing.
No, it was a well-timed step out on his part.
Oh, yeah. Right as we rip Io, he's out of here. All right, let's talk about our bets for tonight. Joe, where are you going tonight?
First off, I've got to mention this one, and you know I'm not a big parlay bettor, but I like it when people get creative and get creative for something that's going to net six, seven figures.
Just for funsies bets, you think?
No, this kind of was, and it had me thinking. I wonder how many times and how many different combinations this particular bettor tried. So FanDuel Sportsbook, big parlay hit last night. My math might be off. But I think it's 260,567 to one, 50-cent bet. Six first basket bets all hit, all six. Gordon Hayward, Bogdanovich, Fournier, Christian Wood, Lauri Markkanen, and LeBron. 50-cent wager won $130,284.
So two thoughts on that. One, if you're going to do a six first basket maker parlay, it better be for 50 cents because that's an impossible bet to
– I can't get one.
Right. So I was watching the Sixers game last night in Philadelphia. Gordon Hayward turned back the clock last night. At one point, he was like 10 of 11 shooting. He torched the Sixers. So that's the price he made it in. But and also, what an eclectic group to pick. Fournier, yeah. Hayward, Bogdanovich, LeBron. It's just like a weird group.
LeBron a short number, and then Lauri Markkanen was a long shot, 11 to 1. Gordon Hayward, longer shot, 9 to 1. Bogdanovich, plus 950. So it's an interesting mix. Christian Wood, I'd imagine that was one of the shortest numbers at plus 450 for that first basket prop. But
right. You
wonder, how many combinations are you doing a night? Is this just something you do every single day? But you just have to hit one in your lifetime. That's it. It's easy.
You got it.
I'm sticking with the NFL, and I'm looking at the ones that I'm a little concerned about losing the number. So I'm going to pounce on those before we get to tomorrow's show. Glad to hear people make a case for the Chiefs. It feels like the Steelers are getting support, and the numbers back that up because that's got to be the reason this thing is not moving past 12.5, past 13. I thought it'd be 14 at this point, but it isn't. So I'm going to jump on it while it's still sitting there. At 12.5. Give me the home team at Arrowhead. Give me Mahomes against this defense. Give me a fade of Ben Roethlisberger in the last game of his career. A fade of the team that is 30th in the NFL in net yards per play. A fade of the Steelers. The Chiefs are going to roll them again on Sunday night. I don't think it's going to be much of a contest. And yeah, that's just where I'm at. So give me KC minus 12.5 before that one moves. And I'm a little concerned that we're going to get a lot of Patriots love since the Bills number is outside of a field goal and we're at four. I'm a little concerned that that's going to hit 3.5. So I figure why not jump on that number right now? The head coaching advantage, we know where that lies. So I'm going there. And I'm someone that has bet the Bills a whole lot over the last couple of months, most of the time with good results. But I do expect Bill Belichick to come up with a game plan where he's not putting Mac Jones in a really tough spot where he has to win the game. They're going to lean heavily on their run game. And Mr. High Variance himself, Josh Allen, I don't know which guy is going to show up in this extremely cold weather, but I'm getting Belichick and I'm getting 4 points. So that's the team I'm rolling with. Give me the Patriots.
Aaron, where are you leaning? Where are you going this
All right,
weekend,
so
tonight?
I've come up last night. I was playing around with a new idea. You know I love my double-double bets. But I was looking at some teams, and I thought, okay, what if I take the under on, like, some bench players on the points that, you know, you've never really heard of, like this guy Alex Len. Hadn't heard of him. Plays for the
Maryland
Kings.
Basketball. He's a Terp. I know Alex Len.
Steal my sunshine. Len?
Good song. We're big Alex Len fans here. But yeah,
Derek Jones Jr. hit for me last night. So I don't know. I might start playing around with that. Like maybe their points is just too high. You just take the under and fade these bench players if something seems a little fishy to you. But for tonight, I'm going with old reliable Valanciunas and Jokic double-double. It's minus 176, so it's high, but I love it. So I am doing it. And then I am on the Patriots, plus 4 and a little sprinkle on the money line as well. So
I like it.
That's all I got for you folks today.
All right. I'm on a couple things. I'm with you guys on the Patriots. Let's do the 4 right now. Take the Patriots plus the 4. I like that a lot. Oh, and then,
whoa, 3 for 3. Okay.
Yep. All right, that means we're in trouble here. And then I'm going to go NBA tonight. There is the one really big game in the NBA. NBA on TNT as they shift back to Thursdays. Warriors Bucks tonight. And it sounds like from everything I was reading about this, Draymond Green is going to miss this game with a calf issue. Mm-hmm. I think that's a killer for Golden State. I will take the Bucks, who have played better as of late, to win this game. It's a very short number. They're only favored by 1.5. Typically, my feeling would have been the Warriors are the best team. They're getting points. How could I not take them? But if Draymond's not going to be out there, and Klay is still on a minutes restriction, he didn't play a ton. Now they're going to ease him back in. It's not like he's going to drop 35 tonight in 30 minutes. So I think that's a big issue for the Warriors tonight. No Draymond Green. I'll take the Bucks minus 1.5 tonight against the Warriors. And I might even, Aaron, take plus 144, a Giannis double-double, and a Bucks win. If I think the Bucks are going to win, and Giannis always gets double-double.
Then yes.
No Draymond to steal those rebounds. Yeah. All right, let's do it.
I don't know, though. Giannis doesn't always hit the double-doubles. I like just sticking with my European big men.
What's that?
I don't know if there's any in this game to bet on. I don't think Bobby Portis is European. I can't take him. I'm not sure where to go.
He'll punch you in the mouth, but he's not European.
Valanciunas, Jokic, they usually go bare.
Jake Hassan, what are you thinking?
Hello, friends.
Jake, hey. Mind was blown yesterday with your tweet of
this could go story. A number of ways.
Yeah, especially lately. You've been very active and very entertaining.
My tweets have been banging lately, which probably means I need to go back to therapy.
This guy you just called out and told him to never tweet again?
I don't know. Some doofus who's telling people that there shouldn't be women in sports.
Yeah, I saw that during the show.
Yeah, Paul was in replies with me.
And Jake went after him. I was quite proud of him.
Yeah, because he's a doofus. He needs to shut up.
It was your typical Christian pastor.
Yeah.
Did the bio say family man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
As long as they're in the kitchen, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like so,
yes.
Yeah. What a.
It
that
was
guy,
horrible.
That dude is getting dragged, rightfully so. So, yeah, I mean, don't say stupid things on the internet and you won't get dragged by Jake Hassan. That's as simple as that.
No, tweets always have people with their kids with them in their picture. Yep. Like, oh, yeah. You're a role model. You're
actually,
clown.
This guy didn't, but someone did call him a dollar store John Favreau. It was really funny.
I was
Joe, I know which one you're going to talk about. The girl that was kidnapped and suddenly found her family. That was
wild.
Nuts. I knew it was a good tweet when I saw the Joe Ostrowski like, because I don't get many of those.
That's not true. That's not true at all. But yeah, another guy that was mad at Daniel Jeremiah yesterday.
Yeah. For those who don't follow me on Twitter or have me muted, as you rightfully should, there was this girl that tweeted that she didn't get along with her mom as she was growing up. They fought all the time. She was like 6 years old. I was like, how could I be your kid? I'm nothing like you. I want to go back to my old house with my boat and my dog. And her mom would always tell her, like, you're crazy. I'm your mom, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Girl gets a job in college.
She would have visions, right? Of a boat
not,
and
yeah,
dog
she would, like, she would be
dream?
Able to describe this house and the dog. And the mom's like, you're crazy. You're dreaming, whatever. And the girl gets a job in college taking pictures for real estate websites to sell houses and whatever. And one day she sees this house, the exact house from her dreams that she's seen to the T, to the down to the last detail. And she's like, this is insane. Like, how often do you see the exact house from your dreams? She goes up, knocks on the door. Nice older woman opens the door, screams her name. And brings her inside. She goes in, sits down. The woman has pictures on pictures and is like, we haven't seen you since you were kidnapped at 3 years old. insane store. It, like, if you scroll a little bit, like, I did just a very Cliff Notes version of it, but it's very in detail. Like, I quote tweeted it yesterday. Nuts. Insane. Crazy.
Wow.
Kid knew.
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching, reading that. That's wild.
It's wild. Yeah. It's crazy.
It was.
Yeah, but yeah. So
what are you betting on?
My tweets have been banging though. It's great.
Yeah, been pretty good. Yeah, like,
I need to call my therapist though.
You never tweeted, but now you're very active.
Yeah, you know. Well, that's because I was laying in the weeds for a while. Couldn't show you guys how crazy I was right off the bat.
Just biding your time, waiting. Right.
I had to ease everybody in.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think they're gonna fire me, so now I can let them know.
Now I can go after these
now
doofuses.
Now I can be myself.
Yeah. Who have terrible opinions. All right, real quick, I only have one. I'm going back to the Ja Morant well. It didn't work out for us the other night with the triple-double, but I'm going to go to Ja to score 30-plus and the Grizzlies to win against the Timberwolves. That's at plus 350 on FanDuel. Who's guarding him on Minnesota? Who's guarding Ja Morant? And the Grizzlies were off last night, so it's not like he's on a back-to-back. He's rested. Let's do it. Ja to score 30 and the Grizzlies to win.
I like it. More MVP love for Ja Morant. I'm all in on that. Do we have directional Alabama bets coming in from Paul Aspen?
We do have a directional Alabama bet. So, of course, I first looked for Alabama State. They are not in action. So we're going to South Alabama, and they're actually very good against the over, and they play a very fast pace. Them and Georgia State, both top 100. Okay, Georgia State's 101. And adjusted tempo. So the bet is over 144. KenPom has this a little bit more projected, like 152. So I'm going to take a shot there. And South Alabama, by the way, is, I believe it's 7-3 to the over. And then not to be outdone, we'll do the Warhawks from Louisiana Monroe going against Texas State over 141.5. Louisiana Monroe is 11-2 to the over, and they have also gone over their last eight. Texas State plays a slower pace, but they're also 7-3 to the over. So, College Hoops, Gronk over 56.5 against the Eagles receiving yards.
Yeah, that's a good one, Paul. That one might hit in the first half with the way the Eagles defense matched up against tight ends. All right, we got a lot to talk about tomorrow. We'll get everyone fully set for Wild Card Weekend. Everyone have a great day. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rome. If you're watching on Twitch, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.